futures plunged limit down Monday in response to the fire that took a Tyson plant offline for an unknown length of time. Grain futures sank too on the much-anticipated USDA reports. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmore with an extended Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 13th of August. Cattle and grain markets were plumb ugly on Monday. The fire that partly destroyed the Tyson Foods beef plant on Friday at Holcomb, Kansas, near Garden City, took cattle futures limit down as traders tried to assess what the lost packing capacity means to markets. Live cattle futures closed limit down $3, except for $2.67 lower in the back contract. Feeder cattle futures closed limit down $4.50. According to the Kansas Livestock Association, in an assessment sent to its members Monday, the Holcomb plant operated at about 6,000 head of fed cattle per day, leaving a shortfall in the national packing capacity of 30,000 head for a five-day work week. According to Cattle Facts, the association says, that amounts to 6% of total U.S. fed cattle packing capacity that the rest of the processing industry will need to absorb. In his weekly market comments, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, explains the loss of 30,000 to 35,000 head of slaughter capacity per week will disrupt both box beef and fed cattle markets, at least initially, and potentially longer, depending on the duration of the plant closure. He adds that the disruptions will add costs for both fed cattle and boxed beef, as additional logistics are needed to adjust flows of slaughter cattle and boxed beef. There are many unknowns for Tyson and the industry going forward, he says, including the possibility that this sets the stage for new investment in beef packing. According to KLA, based on Cattle Facts analysis, shifting the supply to other plants in Kansas, Texas, Colorado, Nebraska, and Iowa will mean capacity in those regions needs to run 8 to 8.5% higher, which will be difficult to make up based on current packing industry infrastructure. Potential market impacts predicted by Cattle Facts include a possible loss of curtness in the cattle feeding segment, possibly some lost market leverage by cattle feeders, and possibly more price risk for all classes of cattle. Likewise, Stephen Kuntz, agricultural economist at Colorado State University, says in the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, the impact of this event on fed cattle markets will be substantial. The market is in the middle of the third quarter when supplies are heaviest, slaughter weights are ramping up, and competing meat supplies begin their seasonal increase. Kuntz expects the rest of this month will be difficult as plenty of uncertainty will surround the largest annual fed cattle supplies being moved around temporarily and spatially to make up for the capacity loss in the southern plains. By all measures, though, beef packing capacity utilization has been running historically high as consumer beef demand and packer economics encourage timely harvest of record large fed cattle supplies. According to Kuntz, this disruption will maintain incentives for packers to run as many hours as possible. He explains market-ready inventories of cattle are strong, but are being depleted through the summer, and this will persist into the fall. Further, prices for fed cattle have been reasonable throughout most of the summer, and feeding costs have been declining. Also, he says, margins for retailers have been very strong, some of the strongest in recent years. Tyson plans to rebuild the Holcomb plant at the same location, although it's way too early to know when a revamped facility will be up and running. In the meantime, Steve Stouffer, group president of Tyson Fresh Meats, explains the company is taking steps to move production to alternative sites. He adds that Tyson has built in some redundancy to handle situations like this and will use other plants within their network to help keep their supply chain full. The same uncertainty about supply disruptions that cratered cattle futures helped boost wholesale beef values Monday with good demand and heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.25 higher Monday afternoon at $218.62 a hundredweight. Select was $3.98 higher at $197.79. By the way, negotiated cash fed cattle trade last week ended up a dollar lower on a live basis in the Southern Plains and Nebraska at $110 a hundredweight and $113 respectively. Live prices were steady to $2 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $113 to $115. Dress sales were steady to $5 lower in Nebraska at $180 to $185. Prices in the Western Corn Belt were $4 to $5 lower at $180 to $181. As would be expected, the bloodletting in futures, as well as extreme heat, curtailed both offerings and demand at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, through mid-session, all classes of feeder cattle were selling $6 to $12 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards. Steer and heifer calves were selling $10 to $16 lower. There are an estimated 5,800 head on offer. Similarly, steer calves sold $5 to $10 lower at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, while yearling steers sold $4 to $7 lower. The exception was higher for a couple of loads. Heifers sold $3 to $6 lower. There were just 2,533 head on offer. Grain futures collapsed on Monday beneath the weight of bearish USDA numbers that included higher than expected corn acreage at 90.01 million acres and an increase in expected yield to 169.5 bushels per acre for estimated production of 13.9 billion bushels, just 500 million bushels less than last year. The season average corn price received by producers was lowered by a dime to $3.60 a bushel. Corn futures closed mostly 25 cents limit lower through July of 20, then 7 to 15 cents lower through July of 21, and then mostly 3 cents lower the rest of the way. Even though acreage numbers were positive for soybeans, soybean futures closed 10 to 12 cents lower through May of 20, and then mostly 4 to 9 cents lower. U.S. soybean acres were estimated at 76.7 million acres, which was 3.3 million acres fewer than in the June acreage report and below pre-report estimates. Estimated soybean yield of 48.5 bushels per acre would be 3.1 bushels per acre less than last year. U.S. soybean production was forecast at 3.68 billion bushels, which would be 860 million bushels less than the previous year. The U.S. soybean average price for 2019-20 was unchanged at $8.40 a bushel. Forecast prices for soybean meal and oil were also unchanged at $300 a short ton and 29.5 cents a pound, respectively. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower Monday, driven by declining bond yields and rising geopolitical uncertainty with the protests in Hong Kong. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 391 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 35 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 95 points. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 13th of August. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.